Cast away from all the crimes you have committed, says the Lord, and make for yourself a new heart and a new spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow the example. For they preach, but do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All the works are performed to be seen. They widen the phylacteries and lengthen the tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and a salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You are but one teacher. You are all brothers. Call one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master. You are but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." Gospel of the Lord. Jesus knows us very well. He mentioned also about the Pharisees and the teachers. They speak the truth. They taught the truth about the teaching of Moses, of the Ten Commandments. They preach very well. So Jesus asked the disciples to listen to them, but don't follow the example. Also, it falls on us also. We speak beautifully, but we have to ask ourselves how many times we need the spirit of humility, or just to seek self-glory. It's not easy to live humility, to be humble. It's not easy. But that's only way we follow Christ. Christ, he humbled himself in everything. Therefore he goes, "He does not the people. He never criticized them." Don't be that he criticized not for the side, but for the sake of criticizing, but to tell his disciples not to learn from the Pharisees. They just teach but do not practice. Since we are the followers of Christ, we are disciples. Jesus himself, he left a preach, be always live first. But we see how he lives already, the teaching. So it's time for us, before we say anything, to reflect ourselves. Do we live up to that? So Jesus, give us a humble heart to live first what we teach. You know we are weak, but entrust ourselves into your hand. Jesus, we trust in you. Jesus, give us this spirit of humility so that we can live first and then preach.